On Trackside, it's time to head to the Mountain Yard.
SEN.com.au/tips. If you like to shop early, best place to go, get out of bed. We get up earlier and away we go. Our best bets are up from about 11 a.m. Eastern, which if you live in the West is even better because you're barely out of bed.
Correct.
But the good news is our best bets are up. Let's get into it, Milo. Take it away.
Let's start in the next here at Launceston. We're with Van Scotia here for Lindsay Smith. Really liked how it hit the line at Hamilton last start. Freddie Kersley goes on. Drawn superbly, even money. This will be close to one of the better bets of the day. I think it's a pretty, like a reasonably weak maiden here. We didn't see too many horses run on, but we didn't see tearaway leaders either in the first race here. Attaboy sat in the box seat, run of the race. Mm-hmm. I think you've got to find map horses here today at Launceston. It's going to be very difficult to be probably five or six deep and then try to reel them in. So we start with race two, number 11, Van Scotia. We'll go to race four here at Lonnie, number 7, Innistar. We're currently getting around $4.80 and $1.95 each way all day for Froggy Newitt in the Blacker Yard. An inside draw again. This is a horse that will sit just off speed. Froggy will give this an absolute peach. Didn't miss by far in the last start because it ran into a smarty in Tsunami Sam. Really keen on Innistar in that race. We'll go to the second best on the card at Launceston. Race 6, number 3, GG's Gemstone. Siggy Carr, everyone knows Siggy Carr's
star.
My favourite down here. Absolute
Siggy
favourite.
Carr the star. Is that the phrase? It
Siggy
be,
Carr the star. $2.80 currently at the moment. It's a horse that's 4 from 6 at the track. Has won track and trip. 4 from 8 with the jockey. It does love a little bit of a freshen up. It's had that couple of weeks off. Ignore the last run at Hobart. I think it'll be getting the done. GG's Gemstone. And then we go head-to-head. We go to the cup.
Here we go.
How on God's green earth can you not be with Aurora Symphony?
Here we go.
It belted the life out of them last start.
He did.
Trucked
to
the corner and it spanked the same field. It's won this race twice before.
He has.
This has been the target the whole time with the $100,000 bonus, especially after the Hobart Cup and the Launceston Cup double. If you're mad if you're not with Aurora Symphony and you're going to tell me you are absolutely bonkers.
Let's call me mad because I am not with him. He's such a quality animal. And honestly, Milo, you know I'm one of the biggest, if not the biggest sporting and racing nerd, and I get caught up in the emotion and the romance of racing. But the fact is, he's got to carry 61.5 now. He has got a superstar on his back in Jordan Child.
Mate, it belted the absolute life out of them last start.
But acceleration with our man Harry Coffey, it's going to get back. I think they're going to hum along a little bit. But Harry Coffey coming off the big win, another Group 1 on the weekend. He's got no weight on his back. He's getting 7.5 from Aurora's. And while the whole state of Tasmania, and in particular at Launceston, at the 200-metre mark, will rise up to history, thinking that the top weight's going to get job done, acceleration with Harry Coffey's going to nut him in the shadows of the post. I don't want to take on the horse that everyone on track wants to see win, I am being legitimately thinking about my listeners and our listeners around the country. And I think Acceleration, who was really good last start in the Great Western Cup, is primed. And I think, unfortunately,
Great Western Cup v Hobart Cup.
Yeah, mate, 7.5. They've actually run against each other in last year's Colac
Cup. Great Western Cup v Hobart Cup.
Yep.
Right. Aurora Symphony. Belted the living daylights out of them.
I'm excited. I am also with, how about this? I'm taking Yellow Sam on in race number 9. I'm with Jenny Jerome. John McNeil takes the ride for Patrick Payne, who honestly, with Simon Wilder, has been rolling over the last couple of years, targeting these races perfectly and taking home the cash. We've seen it on the weekend. So Jenny Jerome, for me, $8.50. I think it's going to be a perfect little play. I know it's a good track here, so I would have preferred a little moisture in the deck for it, but I think she'd be really hard to beat. Jenny Jerome on an each-way play in race number 9. Talking Sandown, I'm all about Hazel Baby here.
Yeah, that's the one I left out. I'm with you.
Her last prep, there's some better races than this. I know it got every single chance in the world last start. Gronkowski's going to be hard to beat now that's sort of just sprinting rather than trying to get a bit over a bit of ground. But I think Jamie Carr, who's in ripping form, coming off a Blue Diamond, from that gate gets run of the race in 16 minutes' time. So I think Hazel Baby will win there. And Rose Hill, now, this is interesting because there is a very, very, very short price favourite in race number 4. It is number 2, but it's drawn horribly. So I am with Annabelle Neesham and Nash Revilla with an Australian debutante. That means it's first race here on
debut.
Australian soil. Yes. It is number 1, Cormac T. Nash Revilla, from that spot, can just allow the horse to roll on in. over the distance of 1,500 metres, I think Lindbergh, it's going to have to push forward and mean a bit of speed into the race. I think Conmac T runs over the top of them. And then, of course, race number six. Oh, yeah. Now, Tags is listening, no doubt. Like, there is no doubt in the world Tags is listening as the beautiful horses go past us here at Launceston, Milo.
Where's your winner? Here it comes.
Where is it?
Here it comes. Here it comes.
I'm looking.
Here it comes.
Nothing coming.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
What number is it?
It's the one in the black.
Ooh, it is the black?
The 11.
The 11?
There it is.
There it is, beautifully done.
Go get it, Freddie!
Yep, he's up and about. Guy on the phone thought you were talking to him.
Back off.
What we'll say right now is that he looks a picture. The Tags is giving me a real push here. A real push. Now, I think Dean Watling pushed it this morning as well. It is the toppy in race number six, Gold Revolver. It'll go forward. Amy McLucas gets that claim, and they've got to try and run it down. So, probably same race multi, $9.50 currently at Ladbrokes. I'm with the four, though. I'm with Levero. Jay Ford, it'll go forward. Going to be really hard to beat. Race six, number four at Rose Hill.
Two horses circled in that race. Race six, one and four.
There
They're the only two for mine.
Cronulla Styles. Now, our man, Campbell Brown, old Cashola himself. Hello, dogger.
Good to be here, guys. I did see in this race, Miles and Miles is running. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
There's a little omen bet if ever I've seen one.
And we're taking it on. It's $81, this thing. $81.
At the Carbine Club lunch, or one of the lunches yesterday, our man, Uncle Lindsay Smith, he's declared your selection, now, Van Scotia.
Yeah, baby.
Now, just quickly before we go any further, how was the lunch?
I didn't go.
Ah, no, there it is.
No, I heard it secondhand. I had to duck
Fair
down to Barn Bugle for a round
Cassie.
Of golf. Yeah, I had some work commitments on the first at Barn Bugle, Lost Farm. So
how'd the putter go?
Putter was a little bit off centre.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, didn't find the hole as well as I thought it could.
Cool. Bit stiff on a couple of putts.
Missed a couple of 4 footers, but. Great day of racing here, and it's always good when Uncle Lindsay, our man, who was down in Hobart, he won a race down there.
He
can
did.
Give one a push. I know that Quinny was at the lunch, and he tweeted it.
Yeah, he did.
Hence why the prices.
Yeah,
well,
come
here
out
we go.
The back end of
We're
it.
On.
For
here
Quinny,
we go.
Quinny, for a guy who's worked in the bookmaking caper for such a long time, and is a punter himself, his inability to hold mail to himself until he's told the people that matter. Before tweeting and going to social media, I think it's
they call him
that,
the chiropractor because
he
manipulates markets.
Yeah, well, you know what he said to me when I walked in. You know, I walked on track. First people we bumped into two people. Greg Newitt, Nick Quinn. You know what Quinn said? Told you my best would get up on Saturday. I said, what was your best?